Thank you, Jane. Good evening. Okay. Now, I know I do this a lot on Sunday morning, but let's try that again. Good evening. Yeah, indeed it will be. We're so glad that you're here tonight. Welcome to First Baptist Roswell. My name is David Warren, for those of you that I haven't met yet, and I serve as the Minister of Music and Worship here. And it is my delight and honor to present to you all that is about to unfold before your eyes tonight. We have our children and youth Christmas music presentation featuring Fill the Earth with Christmas. Yeah, I heard someone say it. Christmas music. Yeah. It's a spin-off of a hymn that our children have been introduced to this year, Fill the Earth with Music, written by R.G. Huff, who is a Carson Newman Talons Up graduate, but also a friend of Jane Martin's. And so what a lovely text for us to think about this year, how we fill the earth, how we fill not just these moments, but how do we dedicate a life to filling the earth to God's glory for not just God's purposes, but for our benefit and for our good. So tonight, as we celebrate Christmas, we do so thinking about what are the ways that we can contribute to a Christmas spirit with a heartfelt sense of hope, peace, love, and joy in the music that we sing tonight. Certainly all the selections that you'll hear, all the groups, they'll offer you a word of peace, a word of hope, a word of joy, and a word of love. And then we'll end tonight at the end with our storied tradition of the singing of O Holy Night, which harkens down the generations. You all know this better than I do. But we're so glad that you're here tonight. As just a matter of form and a matter of housekeeping, if you have one of these little cell phone doodad things in here, oh, look, my ESPN just went off. If you would, go ahead and take it out, as I'm doing right now. Put this puppy on silent here. Turn it off, unplug. I invite you to a digital Sabbath for the next 42 minutes, okay? Let's, as we begin our time together tonight, again, welcome. Let's have a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for a moment in which we get to share the work that we've put in seeking how to be a closer disciple of following with you. In the music that we sing, in the text that we discover, in all of the ways that we commit ourselves to you tonight, might you be glorified in all of our musical offerings tonight. Not just for those that'll offer it, but for those that will receive it tonight. God, it's our prayer that you might fill the earth, not just with music, but with Christmas and with your coming. God, we love you and ask all this and so much more in Christ's holy name. Amen. Tonight, we'll sing all of our hymns in a good old-fashioned way this evening. So I'll invite you to pull out your hymnal and follow along with the words. Do you remember what a hymnal is? Yes, okay. Our first hymn, processional hymn this evening, I invite you to remain seated while our students usher us in, but find in your hymnal hymn number 94, Angels from the Realms of Glory. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 3.
Bring your fight or all. Good evening. I don't know that this is on. Can you hear me? All right. Oh, there it is. Hello, everybody. All right. This is our Joyful Singers group. This is our youngest choir that you see up here holding some different flags from different countries. This song is based on Isaiah 9:6. It is called This Song of Christmas Morn, the Song of Christmas Morn. And that Isaiah 9:6 verse says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." The children are going to take us around the world and explain that the various countries that you see represented on the stage sing about the birth of Christ in their own native languages. So that's what you'll hear as they sing this next song.
Parent of one of our students, would you stand up and let them find you? Hymn number 107. Tonight, our thinking about the Advent season, we're reminded by these candles and these luminaries around our sanctuary of the light that Christ is the light of the world to come. And our youth praise band is going to sing about that. While we think about filling the earth with music, sometimes that's in a global song format, songs from different cultures and different genres, or sometimes it's what we hear on K-Love on the radio, right? The youth praise band is about to offer a song called Light of the Stable, which is by the band Selah, you know, the punctuation that the psalmist uses so often throughout the 150. Listen as they sing the testimony of the light come to earth.
Our voices sing him our praises.
lovely faces that you see in front of you right now are a combination of our music makers. This mic is going to be the end of it, huh? Music makers and our young musicians choirs. The music makers are our first, second, and third graders. No, yes, yeah. And our so many choirs to keep up with. Music makers are the younger ones, and the older ones, our young musicians, are third, fourth, and fifth graders. We switch those numbers up a little bit, so it gets all confusing. But they're going to sing, they're going to start with two traditional African folk songs. The first one is called Siyahamba, and it is a Zulu song. Normally sung by children's choirs there, which is pretty cool that they got to do that here. But it speaks of, it says, Jesus is the light of the world and fills the earth with his love as we tell of his great love by filling the earth with music. So it fits in our theme. You will hear them specifically say, we are marching for the Lord is our light. So even all the way in Africa, we talked about how the Lord is their light too if they're believers. So the second song is called African Noel, and it just talks about joy and gratitude to the newborn king.
Yeah.
Katie already told Miss Katie already told you who these friends are behind me. This is our young musicians. This is the oldest level before you get up into the youth department in our music ministry. And they're going to present to you a song called Go, Go, Go to Bethlehem, written by Joseph Martin, who's a name that many of you in our music ministry might know, having been here to our church here before. This song talks about going on a journey, trekking and going. It's a cute little song. I know if you ask Marianne Tower, she'll tell you that this song is just bopping all the way along, as bopping as can be, right? I hope you'll listen as you hear them sing. Would you imagine yourself on a journey? Would you imagine the excitement and the joy that exudes upon hearing and going to see the newborn King? Choir tonight presents two pieces. One of them is probably one that you all have heard them sing before, as a matter of fact. It's a new tradition that I'll explain to you in just a moment. But before we do that, we want to sing you a really fun song. This is a traditional Nigerian folk song. Now, I'm going to be biased in the room, and only probably Doyle Hamilton will identify with this, but it's made famous by the Baylor Men's Choir. But the youth choir here does it a lot better. This song is called Obaseje, which is translated to say, here comes the King. That's the only words it's got. That's the only text it is, because how important is it to keep a watchful eye. I'm hoping that any of our last year's alumni since 2022 of the youth choir are hopefully not here tonight because they're studying for finals off at school, okay? There's a couple that have just come through in the last year since mine and Katie's tenure here at First Baptist Roswell that we've begun to sing this traditional singing of Let There Be Peace on Earth. You heard us sing it on choir tour last year, and then the children's and youth program this past year in 2022. It's a new tradition we've begun. So as any of you all continue on from this day, those of you that are seniors and that'll go on, you're welcome back to come sing this with us next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that, okay? This is Let There Be Peace on Earth. Again, a song not necessarily of a different nationality, but a song filling the earth with music.
With God.
get weepy-eyed talking about traditions. How about that? Now has come to the point in our program, the point in our evening, the point in our season, that we've come to the story tradition here that's precipitated at First Baptist Roswell for nearly 40 years now. How about that? The singing of O Holy Night, as I told the choir beforehand, it's a reminder that maybe to a world that long ago or maybe right now that felt there was no hope and no peace and no joy and no love was able to find at least one holy moment on one night and make sacred holy ground beneath their feet. In that spirit, we have sung the song through the generations. And so we invite you, if you're an alumni of the chancel choir, or the children's choir, or the youth choir, to come join us. Come forward. We know you know this song by memory. Feel free to come join us and sing along.
How grateful are you tonight to belong to a church that invests so much in our children and our youth and our adult music programs? What a wonderful night this has been. You'll see on the back of your program tonight, it lists all the names of each of the kids and the youth in each of the choirs, and then it also lists their leaders. I have been down there. I have kids in these choirs. I think they put up with enough that their names deserve to be read tonight. I'll just tell you, we are so grateful for each of our choir leaders. For the joyful singers, that's Miss Linda Muth with the accompanist and Amy Ng. And then we have Miriam Jones, Joe Murdoch, and we are so grateful to have Regina Jennings here tonight as well. For our music makers and young musicians, we have director Katie Warren, our children's music coordinator, accompanist Diana Mack, Gwen Malcolm, and then also other leaders, Penny Kilpatrick, Jen Bynum, and Annie Johnston. We are so grateful for all that you have done. And then leading our youth choir and all of our music programs here at church is Reverend David Warren with his faithful accompanist Sheldon Fisher, up singing as well. You know, these kind of times where we get to gather together and hear all that they have been working on are so special. But the truth is that what's really special is what happens in each of the classrooms, downstairs, back behind us, each and every Sunday. I don't know if you grew up in a church with a choir program. I did, and I still remember some of the songs that I learned as a kid. I still look back as the songs that I sang in youth choir. I had no idea what I was singing at the time. I was just singing the words, and yet now I can recall them and see how meaningful they are to me. I can recall the deep spiritual truths that were impressed upon me week after week by faithful volunteers. We are so grateful for our children and youth choir program and for the adults here as well. One more time, let's say thanks for all that they've presented tonight. Last thing, I almost forgot, but we always forget them. We're not tonight. Our sound crew was here before anyone else here today, and you'll see just how involved this program is here tonight. Let's give a hand for our sound crew as well and all that they've done. We got some of those guys locked in a box up there, waving through a window. Goodness. Well, again, thank you so much for coming. We are so glad that you are here. Don't forget that directly following this program, we will head downstairs to the gym for our Christmas sampler. Lots of wonderful treats down there. Time to just gather, fellowship, be together during the Christmas season. We hope you will join us. If you've never been here before, just follow the crowd and follow your nose. Lots of great stuff down on the first floor. I'm going to close this in prayer, and then we will be dismissed. God, we are so grateful tonight for those who help lead our children and our youth and our adult choirs, for those who participate in them, for the parents who bring their kids every week. We thank you for a church that supports our music ministries. We ask that in all that we do, we would seek to honor you this Christmas, that we would remember the King is coming. That we would remember this is a time to rejoice. We would remember that you are with us. God, you are with us. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for your love for us. In your name that we pray. Amen.